Starting next week, the federal government will send 1 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine to more than 6,500 U.S. pharmacies. It's part of the Biden administration's effort to expand access to the vaccine beyond hospitals and mass vaccination sites. Joining us now is Mitch Rothholz of the American Pharmacists Association. Mitch, welcome.
Thank you, Peter.
What will this shift to pharmacies mean for the nationwide effort to get as many people vaccinated as possible?
The shift will mean that we will have increased access in communities for individuals who are wanting to get vaccinated. The public needs to understand that this will be an incremental program. As we have increase in the vaccine supply, the number of community-based pharmacies that will be utilized will increase over time as well. So initially, the number of pharmacies, which you had mentioned, 6,500 pharmacies, will be the start of the program. But when it's fully activated, we expect to have 40,000 pharmacy locations activated and administering vaccines.
So if it'll take a while to ramp up this program, and not all pharmacies are going to be getting doses right away, how should the ones that do get it strategize to make sure that the right communities, the right people are getting priority? Because right now, we're seeing that if you're white and upper income, you're far more likely to get a shot.
So the use of vaccine through this pharmacy retail network will be determined by several factors. The pharmacies will, of course, be following what the state jurisdiction priorities are in the tiers, but then also with guidance from state and the federal government looking at what populations, in the selection of the 6,500 pharmacies, they were selected based upon their reach, what communities they can serve. So part of the criteria will look at communities in need and the ability of these practices to reach into those communities.
Do you think pharmacies can do it better than local governments?
You know, I wouldn't say do it better. The pharmacy strategy is an and, not an or strategy approach. So it's going to take multiple access points for us to truly provide the access level that we believe as a nation we should have, that any practice, whether it be pharmacy, physician practices, public health, who are able to vaccinate, have the ability to do that when we have enough supply. It's the collaboration, and we're a strong believer in the concept of the immunization neighborhood, which is really based upon collaboration and coordination and communication of all the stakeholders to, again, provide protection for our communities against diseases like COVID.
You make a good point. There is not yet the supply to meet the demand, and rollout has been pretty difficult in many states across the country. Do you think that pharmacies are equipped with enough staff and with enough technical training to make sure that they can get those shots out smoothly, considering some of the supply problems that we've been faced with?
We have more than 400,000 pharmacists, student pharmacists, and pharmacy technicians who have been trained in immunizations. They've been administering vaccines for over a quarter of a century and are trained to provide vaccine services across the lifespan. So they already know the processes. And you just look at a flu season, millions of doses have been administered by pharmacy. And so the processes are in place for the delivery of vaccines. In terms of the vaccines that will be given to the pharmacies to administer through this federal program, it will be the Moderna vaccine, which has an easier storage and handling process than the Pfizer vaccine. And so we're able to handle that. The thing we want to make sure is if we tell a patient, we set them up to be vaccinated, we want to follow through on that commitment, making sure that we've got reliable, consistent supply of vaccine and know what we're going to get and when we're going to get it so that we can then schedule it with patients and be able to provide the vaccines.
I think you were referring to the need to refrigerate some of these vaccines, and that is a big difference than the flu shot, for instance. Do your pharmacies have the refrigerators that they need to get this job done?
Yes. Any provider that gets access to these vaccines have to also sign a commitment of making sure they can handle it. Remember, pharmacy know the importance of appropriate storage of vaccines and pharmaceuticals, and so we don't take that lightly.
Mitch Rothholz from the American Pharmacists Association, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Peter.